welcoming Bart Bedsole and Heather Scold into the KRDO's Afternoon News studio. We're talking about COVID-19 in Colorado, recovery and relief, a town hall series that the two of you have hosted. And we are very proud to say that the KRDO Network was the very first to pull a big town hall together. That happened about 6 weeks ago in March.
And we were the first to do it back then, and we also recognized about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that things have changed since then. And so this was a chance for us to kind of check back in with a lot of those folks that we did talk to the first time around when coronavirus was such a new thing, and kind of figure out where we are today, how things have changed, and where we're going, and their thoughts on that direction that we're going in.
Yeah, when we had the first town hall series, we had in a mixture of health professionals, we had an education, the superintendent from D20, we had an economic professor from UCCS, and that was just at the front end of this whole wave. That was before even the school year had been shut down. At that point, I remember distinctly the D20 superintendent saying, we're going to try this e-learning thing, but then we're hopeful that we can come back because children aren't as susceptible. Well, now that we're more than 2 months in, things, the landscape has so changed. And so to Bart's point, it was time to update the public on what we know now. This disease has been ever-changing with the more information that we get, the more scientists are able to gather data. And so we wanted to bring that information directly to the public. We're just conduits here in the media. Hopefully at the local level, I know there's been a lot of angst directed at national media that has maybe colored the conversation, but we're hoping to, and correct us if we're wrong, bring you it in its raw form, information in its raw form. Fear, not fear, but simply the facts. And so that was our purpose in bringing back this second wave of town halls, is saying, okay, where do we stand from an education standpoint, from a health standpoint, from an economic standpoint? There's so many factors in on this. And yet, you know, so far the conversation nationally and those policy decision makers, We've heard a lot from the Dr. Fauci's and the Dr. Burks, and we've had to focus our conversation on the health aspect of this, but really to get a well-informed, rounded opinion of where we go in the future, you have to look at the opinions of not just the health experts, but also the economic and the educational shortfalls and windfalls from this.
And quite frankly, we're in a lot different situation than New York, than Washington, D.C., than Chicago, which is where a lot of these network experts are kind of basing their opinions. So, and quite frankly, it's tough to do this in the ordinary newscast time that we have. That's the beauty of an hour-long special like this. And just to give some insight, the way this worked is, and some of you may have seen it, we had individual 10-minute segments that aired last week in our 4 o'clock hour. Okay, so Monday we focused on the medical side of it. Tuesday we focused on the business side of it. Wednesday was the unemployment side of it. Thursday was education. And finally, where we go from here, moving forward into this safer at home phase. So we're basically taking these 5 individual segments that we can squeeze into our newscasts and making those into one complete hour-long special. And as Heather mentioned, it's great because it really focuses on our area. What are our hospitals doing? What is our business community doing to stay afloat, to weather this storm and get through it? So I think if you've been kind of withdrawing a bit from the media over the past few weeks because you're just up to your ears in coronavirus and e-learning and everything else, this is a good chance to get caught up. And even if you think you are caught up, I think you're going to find out a lot of new things during this special that you probably didn't know before.
And it's more relevant, too, if I may say that. It's, you know, we may hear that those opinions on the national level, but where are we in our neighborhood, in our community? What are we doing here? And so this, we feel, is a more relevant grassroots level that will affect us directly, as opposed to, like you said, the larger cities that are still dealing with an uptick in cases.
The voices of Heather Scold and Bart Bedsole, our evening news anchor team. So wonderful to have the two of you back together. Thank you for this couple of minutes sharing about what this coming hour on Sunday at 4 o'clock on News Channel 13 is going to be all about. Thank the two of you for all you've done to keep us all informed during this pandemic.
Thank you, Ted.
You bet. Thanks.
Look forward to it.